this week's Rubbernecking Podcast. I'm Amanda, and I'm joined by Stephen Gibbs.
How's everybody doing today?
And we've got a lot of stuff going on, right?
We do. I have 6-7 sheets of
paper. I know
we
have like a bunch. Yeah, because we've got Elvis Week schedule was announced this week.
Correct.
And guess where it was announced?
On our new website, Graceland.com.
On the new Graceland.com. That's right. So the new Graceland.com. Check it out. You can plan your visit to Graceland. You can check out great savings. We have one package that you can save over like $120 to come for 60 years of rock and roll. And check out all the local attractions in Memphis, too. Sun Studio, Memphis Rock and Soul. And then also, we have a new and improved bio for Elvis with lots of cool pictures, right?
Yeah, the website is really good. It's a responsive design this time, so it looks good on your computer, on your mobile phone, on your iPad or tablet device. So it's something that you can take with you wherever you go.
Yeah, we put a little TLC on our website so fans can enjoy Elvis and come see Graceland and take the ultimate rock and roll pilgrimage, right?
Yeah, that's cool. And, you know, with this one, you also said something about the Elvis Week schedule, which...
That's right. We announced the Elvis Week schedule on the same day with the opening or the launch of Graceland.com. And right now it's a tentative schedule. It doesn't have specifics on guests and specific events, but we can tell you that a lot of fun, exciting announcements are coming in the coming weeks to get ready for it, and you'll get to find out a little bit more. But we kind of laid it out so people that are planning their trip will know when they want to come in and what events they may want to attend. And, you know, and we have our standard events like Elvis Insiders and Fan Club President, Candlelight, you know, what people come for Elvis Week for.
Yep.
So we wanted to lay it all out there for everybody. And it's August 9th through August 17th.
Yeah, that's correct.
And they're kicking off with another ball game.
Yeah, the Redbirds have a game that Saturday night on August 9th at 6:05, and it may be a fireworks game, I'm thinking
it is a fireworks game. So, it's going to be an Elvis themed fireworks game.
Yes. So
that'll be cool.
It'll be a lot of fun, and as always, there'll be a lot of people there, so you want to go ahead and get your tickets early for that.
Yeah.
We also, as Amanda said, we have some of our concrete events like the trivia tour.
And everybody loves the trivia tour. It sells out every single year. Yeah.
So if you love to know more things about Graceland that you may not know now.
And they get to win a lot of cool prizes,
they
too.
They do.
And it's on August 12th, Tuesday, August 12th. It's at 5 o'clock. So you get to do kind of like an evening tour, too. You get to come in when usually nobody gets to go in Graceland.
Yep.
So that's kind of neat.
You have your official Insiders event, which is Thursday, August 14th.
Our Fan Club President's event's the 13th, right?
Yeah,
on Wednesday.
The day before that. But you're going to have some great guests there that are going to be speaking and letting you know about their time with Elvis. And then you also have Candlelight on the 15th.
That, of course. You're right.
Yeah.
And then Conversations on Elvis is going to be that day. And I hear it's going to be a big event, too. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And then on Saturday, you have our big evening special event. We can't really say what it is yet, but it's going to be fun.
What could it be?
I don't know. But we're
we don't even know that yet.
No, we don't. But
yeah,
we do know that there are going to be special guests throughout the whole week. So you want to be sure to keep your eyes glued on Graceland.com. And when new information is sent out, then we'll have e-newsletters and more information updated there.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, some of the best photos I see from Elvis Week is from that 5K run they do. And it's going to be on Saturday, the August 16th, that morning. So you got to go run and raise some money for charity, and then that night you got to come check out our live awesome concert that we do on the
good 16th. Way to cool down, so to speak. So
yeah, definitely. So if you want to see the complete schedule, you can go to Graceland.com and see it. It's up, it's live, and then check out Graceland.com too. See what we've got on there. We've got a lot of new stuff that you can check out.
Cool, and some other cool news that's happening around the world is the Collingwood Elvis Festival.
Ooh, they got a big announcement.
Yeah, it's July 23rd to 27th in Collingwood, Ontario, Canada. And you will have a special guest joining you there if you're going. It will be Priscilla Presley.
That is so cool. And they're celebrating their 20th year, I think.
Yes.
It's a big deal up there. It's a huge festival. And she's coming in to talk about Shades of Elvis, her new book, with Chris, say his name.
Amoroso? Yeah.
I love his name. I think it's so... Oh, I love saying his name. Anyways, they're going up there to talk about Shades of Elvis, which is a book that they put together of famous celebrities wearing Elvis's famous gold shades.
Yeah.
Well, the story behind it is Priscilla met him in a photo shoot with her dog. She did a photo shoot with her animals because she's a big animal lover.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to her and was like, you know, every person I've ever shot has always talked about how Elvis influenced them.
Yeah.
And so that's how this whole idea of the book came about, is they went and found all these celebrities who said Elvis was a huge impact on their lives, and they took photos with them wearing Elvis's shades. So it's kind of a neat concept behind it, and you can get it at shadesofelvis.net.
Yes, .net. And you can also find more information about the Collingwood Elvis Festival at collingwoodelvisfestival.com.
Yeah, get tickets, because that's going to sell out.
Oh, yeah, it's always a big festival.
It sells out, and then with Priscilla there, woo, it's going to be a packed house this year. Also, something cool that's in the news is the new exhibit, American Cool. It's at National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C. And who else would you feature but the king of cool, Elvis?
Yeah, and that exhibit is actually through September 7th, 2014. And Elvis is in good company. There's some other good
Yeah, there's some good people. There. Miles Davis, Billie Holiday, James Dean, which Elvis, you know, was a huge fan of. And then, you know, people like Johnny Depp, kind of more, you know, today stars. So there's a whole collection of people. And the National Portrait Gallery describes it, cool carries a social charge of rebellious self-expression, charisma, edge, and mystery.
Oh.
That's not Elvis. I don't know what is.
That's
yeah, good. That nails it. So check that out. It's going to be, like you said, there till September. It's in Washington, D.C., and it's a cool little exhibit to check out.
Okay. And we have some good Elvis sightings this week, too, don't we?
Yes, we do. We have one from Dancing with the Stars, where Drew Carey performed in a gold lamé suit. And the judge, Judge Bruno, says his performance was pitched somewhere between Elvis Presley and Liberace.
Cool. And we have another sighting from Janice. She's an Elvis insider from Michigan. She said on CBS This Morning show, this morning when they were going to commercial, Elvis Presley song Return to Center started playing.
Oh, you know that's my favorite too. And then also from DG Locke from Birmingham, United Kingdom, classic albums on BBC television, there was a making of Elvis's first album from Sun Records, which we're celebrating 60 years of rock and roll this year, and how Elvis influenced the teenagers. Apparently it was like a documentary about that and when he first met the Colonel, and it was broadcast in March of this year.
Cool. And we have a couple of fun Elvis facts to tell people today.
Yeah, well, the big one is today's a pretty big birthday. Today is Vernon Presley's birthday.
Oh, amazing.
He was born on this day in 1916, and today's April 10th. We do this on Thursdays. It's April 10th, and we want to say happy birthday to Vernon.
Okay, and we have another fun fact of the day.
And the other fun fact of the day is on this day in 1963, it happened at the World's Fair open nationwide. And we're going to close out the podcast this week because we actually interviewed Jeannie Tui, who was in the movie with Elvis, at our 40th anniversary of Aloha from Hawaii. So we're going to wrap it up and we'll see you guys next week and take a listen of what she had to say about working with Elvis.
Oh my gosh, even at, I think I was 8 years old, I mean, he was just so, I was impressed by his kindness, and I think I even knew at that time already, at that age, that he was good looking. But he was just so kind, soft-spoken, and I'll never forget, he addressed my parents as sir and ma'am. And that even hit me because I didn't hear that too much from anybody else. It was, you know, Mr. Tu, Mrs. Tu, or Bill, Pat, you know. But he always addressed them, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, you know, and things like that. And I think it's probably his Southern upbringing and then being in the military. But he was so humble. He was just very, very sweet. You know, he was so kind that it really left an impression. When I messed up my lines, I think I told you, Joey, I remember I was like, I'm sorry, you know, because you're worried. You missed, everybody else has to do it again now, the scene. And he just said, don't worry, honey, we all do it. You know, I was like, oh, thank you.